It's 3 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Crystal Cossett with Anisha Hutchinson and Muzna Siddiqui. In the weather, it's a cool and cloudy 4 degrees outside of our East York studios. Now here's what's in the news today. Looks like it's time to put those Leaf jerseys back in the closet for another year. But you won't have to put your TTC tokens away anytime soon, as the strike deadline has been dropped. And Celine Dion won't be singing Down Under, as she has postponed her Australian concerts. Now to our top story. Commuters should have nothing to worry about come Tuesday morning. The TTC union has dropped the April 1st strike deadline, according to union rep Bill Reno. The transit union has agreed to keep talking past their set deadline as long as progress continues to be made. The main issue still on the tables is compensation for assaulted and injured workers on the job. The union says they hope to have all of this resolved quickly, and they will also give riders at least 48 hours notice if a strike were to occur. No, it's not a power outage, it's Earth Hour. Toronto will be in the dark tomorrow night from 8 to 9 to celebrate. Many downtown buildings will be turning off the lights, including the CN Tower and City Hall. The purpose is to encourage and promote awareness of pollution and climate change. Toronto is not the only place participating. Many cities across the world will also be flicking off the lights. Polar bears, penguins, and water skiing in the Antarctic were just a few of the things explorer Jeff Green spoke passionately about on his latest visit to Toronto. Green wowed the audience at the Bloor Cinema with a spectacle of photographs and stories. Laura Stanley reports.
For the past 15 years, explorer Jeff Green has been leading students from pole to pole on educational expeditions. Green has 103 Antarctic and Arctic expeditions under his belt. Over his travels, Green has witnessed firsthand the effects global warming is having on the polar regions.
70% of all the fresh water on the planet, but it's also losing it, and the common connection is climate change.
In 2004, Green was voted one of Canada's top 40 under 40 by a national organization that honors Canada's top young leaders. In 2000, Green founded an educational organization, Students on Ice.
We spend a lot of our time traveling around Canada, around North America, around the world, talking to groups.
Located in Gatineau, Quebec, and is in its eighth year, Students on Ice has taken over 700 students, teachers, and scientists to the Arctic and Antarctic.
Deeply touched and inspired and motivated by the places we've been and the things we've seen.
Green hopes that Students on Ice will help educate young people and inspire them to make a difference in our changing world. From the Bloor Cinema, I'm Laura Stanley with Centennial College News.
McGuinty is disagreeing with Tory once again. This time, McGuinty has rejected Tory's idea to cut civil service. Tory spoke yesterday at an economic club meeting saying that reports show that Ontario is facing a recession. But the premier fired back this morning saying nothing good could come from cutting corporate taxes and laying off public servants. The Ontario Public Service Union say that Tory is also wrong in thinking that this would help to save the province money. And that's the latest news, and now here's Anisha with sports.
Thanks, Crystal, and hi, everyone. The Leafs have hung up their skates and sticks yet again. Team members are disappointed about the loss, but GM Cliff Fetcher is determined to work hard and do better this season. It looks like most members will be re-signing, but we might lose defenseman Brian McCabe. Currently, Sundin has no contract for next year. As for Canadian sports fans, the Montreal Canadiens and Ottawa Senators are both top five teams in the Eastern Conference. The Canadiens, who have already clinched a playoff spot, play Buffalo Sabres tonight. NHL player Todd Bertuzzi is suing former coach Mark Crawford. Bertuzzi claims Crawford is responsible for encouraging Bertuzzi to break the NHL player Steve Moore's neck and should pay any awarded damages. Moore, a former player of Colorado Avalanche, sued Bertuzzi and Orca Bay for $38 million after his career-ending injury in 2004. Bertuzzi claims that Crawford should told the Canucks to ensure Colorado team members pay the price for Moore's controversial hit on a Canucks team member. While these accusations aren't new, the lawsuit against Crawford is and will most likely cause Crawford to be examined in court. The Raptors face New York tonight at the ACC. They've lost 10 of 14 games this month already, so let's hope they can finish the month off with a win. On Wednesday, the boys showed some promise and won against the leading team in the Central Division, Detroit. Let's hope the Raptors can keep it up and secure a spot in the playoffs. In the International Women's Curling Championship, Canada will play China for a spot in the finals after winning Sweden yesterday. While the clinched playoff team has faced two losses recently, they are not saddened by them. Canada is still tied for first place with China and Switzerland. On Wednesday evening, the Centennial Colts men's basketball team beat the Seneca Stings 68-61 in overtime. As Gord Anderson reports, it was a last-second shot by guard Craig Nielsen to tie the game.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smalling was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard, and we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smalling thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game. And to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nielsen sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smalling knew that Nielsen was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner. So it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2. They're first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. Here's Muzna with all of the buzz from Tinseltown.
Thanks, Anisha, and good afternoon, everyone. A Canadian diva who has been diagnosed with a throat infection has postponed her concerts in Australia. Celine Dion's doctor has instructed her to rest 48 hours before she can perform again. This infection has caused her to delay shows in Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, and Perth. These concerts were part of her first world tour in 10 years. She just finished her 5-year run at Las Vegas Caesars Palace. Mariah Carey might rule the Billboard charts next week. Her latest hit, Touch My Body, is number 15 on the latest survey, but the release of the digital form of her song online may boost her to the top. This would bring her to second place with the most number one singles. She is presently tied with Elvis Presley. The Beatles hold the record with 20 number one hits. Lindsay Lohan is to be one of the Manson cult girls on film. In the movie called Manson Girls, Lohan is to portray Nancy Pittman, a loyal follower to the convicted murderer, Charles Manson. The movie is to be produced by Brad Wyman of Junction Films. Madonna said it best, "Hey, Mr. DJ, put the record on." And that's exactly what a DJ does best. Valentin Coleman of North York has DJed at clubs since he was 19, but he's involved in more than just the nightlife. Irina Burden reports.
He's originally from Romania and is known as DJ Shadow. A licensed DJ, Coleman is dedicated to bring the Romanian community of Toronto together. Shadow tries to make a difference after coming through his own personal struggles with alcohol. The songs he plays are about love, dancing, and being together as a community. He also organizes fun events with proceeds going to charity.
We had a Christmas drive where we collected toys and food and clothes that we ended up giving to Goodwill.
He's only 24, but he makes crowds go wild to his house suites at Toronto clubs such as Mink, Blue Point, and Hotel Boutique. Shadow says he puts in countless hours mixing records in his room, but he doesn't get much support from his parents.
They realize what's involved with the nightlife, and they also realize that me being very sensitive and, you know, I have a big heart, that people can influence me and can bring me down.
He says a lot of Romanians don't support his mission either. But Shadow thinks it's because they're jealous or afraid of being scammed. Coleman plans to work with more charitable organizations like the YMCA and Goodwill. Irina Bertan, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it from here. Now back to Crystal for the final word.
Thanks, Muzna, and that's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.